Good evening. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Esther. You're the only one here besides Mitch and me.
For the
We're
moment.
doing this for the recording also. So we're going to make it, we're going to do it very officially. So welcome, everyone, to SphereEnjoyment.com. We want to begin, as we always do, with a special thank you to Jake Weinman, the one and only Jake Weinman, for providing us an opportunity to get together every night of the week to learn Hashem's Holy Torah. Special thank you to all of the very choshev rabbanim come together to spend a lot of time preparing to make this possible. Special thanks to Mitch Green, our technical assistant. His diligence and his incredible efforts are beyond belief. Hashem should bless you, Mitch, for a lot of bracha for all of your really very, very special, very kind efforts on behalf of all of us. And likewise, we want to thank our sponsor, who has been gracious to dedicate tonight's shiur and every single night we learned. May his neshama have an aliyah, and may our sponsor be blessed for making it possible. This week, we are going to learn. I want to spend some time learning, short time. We spent minutes learning about a pasuk in Sefer Tehillim, in Mizmar. Tzaddik, Mizmor Tzaddik. Okay, so we're learning over here in Pasuk in Tehillim, Vehinoyam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Maaseh Yodeinu Kronin Aleinu Maaseh Yodeinu. Now, what is that? What relevance? We'll go through the exact translation of the Pasuk one moment. But what relevance does that Pasuk have to this week's Parsha, to Parshas Shemini? Because Rashi quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Shemini. Parsha Shemini, this week's parsha, is all about there are many topics, kosher animals, non-kosher animals, and there is the parsha, the tragic death of Nadav Avihu. But the beginning of the parsha deals primarily with the inauguration of the Mishkan. The inauguration of the Mishkan really spans three parshas. The instructions are in Parshas Tetzaveh. And last week's Parshas Tzav, is where it was carried out. And this week's Parsha, we talk about the aftermath of what happened when during the and we mentioned many of the details in this week's Parsha. And at the end of the discussion. At the end of the discussion of bringing the Miluim right before the tragic Petira of Nadav Avihu, we come across a bracha of Aaron. Perek Tes, Pasuk Chaf Beis. After Aaron concludes the bringing of the Miluim, the Pasuk says, Vayisa Aharones Yadav, Aaron. He lifted up his hands, El Ha'am, Vayivarechem, he blessed them. Vayered, he descended, Me'asoy Sachatas, Va'ulav Yehashlamim. Rashi in this passage tells us what was the blessing? Rashi says he blessed them. Kohanim, Yivarechacha, Yoher Yisa, Vayered, he descended, Me'al HaMizbeach. Vayavo, the next pasuk says, Vayavo Moshe v'Aharon, and again they blessed. Vayavarchu, they blessed the people a second time. Aaron first blessed the people on top of the mizbeach with the bracha of Birchas Kohanim, and then he descended from the mountain. He came down, and together with Moshe Rabbeinu, they blessed the people again. And what was the blessing? The second blessing. Rashi tells us. Why did Moshe enter into the Mikdash? There's a special medrash that tells us some of the details. Rashi is a little lengthy, but at the very end, Moshe was mispalel that the Shekhinah should descend. After everything was said and done, after the 8 days of bringing special kabbalas, the Shekhinah did not yet descend upon the Jewish people. After Moshe entered together with Aaron, they prayed inside of the Mishkan. And Hashem accepted their prayers, and the Shekhinah descended. I'm going to jump to the end of the Rashi. Vayetzu vayibarchu es ha'am. And they came down, the Shekhinah came down from Shemayim, and Aaron and Moshe exited the Mishkan, and their blessing was the Pasuk Omru, Vihi Noyam Hashem Elokeinu Oleinu. May the pleasantness of Hashem Elokeinu be upon us. Pasuk, last Pasuk in the Mizmor of Tehillim, Mizmor Tzadik. And this was the blessing of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's interesting that Moshe Rabbeinu, this is the second time they blessed the Jewish people with exactly this pasuk. That's back in the very end of Parshas Pikudei. Go back to the Rashi at the very, very end of Parshas Pikudei. Perek. Mem, Pasik, no, I'm sorry, I take that back. Perik Lamites, Pasik Mem Gimel, Vayuvarich Oysam Moshe, Omar Lohem, Moshe said, Hirotzon Shetishre Shechina Bemase Yedechem, Vihinoyam, Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Vigoymer, Hu Echod, Meyud Aleph Mizmoirim Shebetfilo Lemoshe. Moshe Rabbeinu will be laying this is the first, and this is the last pasuk of the first of Moshe's 11 Mizmorim in Sefer Tehillim, Mizmor Tzadik. Now, when did Moshe give them this blessing? So, from the simple context of the psukim, it's when the donations were complete. Not only were the donations complete, but all of the malach was in all of the different items. The items that were necessary for Mishkan were all complete right before Moshe assembled. This took place before the assembly of the Mishkan. There was donations, and then the craftsmen, they diligently and skillfully fashioned all of the parts of the Mishkan, and every single part of the Mishkan, every component and part was presented to Moshe. Moshe now had available to him everything he needed to assemble the Mishkan, and Moshe blessed them. Pasuk says, "Vayar Moshe es kol hamalacha v'hinei osu oisaviyav." Performed. Kasher tziv Hashem kein osu, just as Hashem commanded. So that is what was done. Vayivorech oisam Moshe. After the donations were given and the craftsmen skillfully crafted every single item, and every item was presented to Moshe. Moshe did not yet assemble the Mishkan. Moshe, he blessed the Jewish people with the pasuk, "Vihi Noyam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu." May the pleasantness of Hashem be upon us. So is it not interesting that Rashi tells us in two different locations, one in Parshas Pikudei, and once in Parshas Shemini, the Torah writes that Moshe blessed the Jewish people, and both times Moshe, he blessed them with the same pasuk. It's interesting, it doesn't quote the entire pasuk in either of these two places, it just says the beginning of the pasuk, but nevertheless, it's quoting this pasuk, and this was Moshe's blessing to the Jewish people. The same blessing. Why is Moshe blessing the Jewish people with the same words twice, exactly the same thing? My high, what is this all about? So I want to share with you a Malbim. The Malbim, what I'm saying, is not 100% what it says in the Malbim, but it's pretty close. And of course, it goes without saying that what I'm saying is the Malbim. It's based upon the Malbim. Without the Malbim, can't even begin to have a conversation. And in fact, I'm going to read to you the words of the Malbim, because the words of the Malbim were just astonishingly brilliant. It's a game changer, what the Malbim says. It's in Sefer Tehillim, Mizmor Tzadik, the last pasuk. I'm quoting from a section. The Malbim, let me first try to say it out, so then I'll say it inside. When a person builds a building, and you build a building, okay, an architect, a worker. He assembles raw materials. He builds the foundation. He builds the building, and the building is finished. And then the person who built the building, he moves in. He lives. He enters into the building. What is supporting the person who enters into the building? He walks into the building. He goes up to the roof. He stands on the roof. What is supporting his weight? The floor of the roof. What is supporting the roof? The beams. What is supporting the beams? The foundation. What is supporting the foundation? The earth. So at the end of the day, after a person spends time, years, sweat, blood, he built a structure. And at the end, the structure will be used to support the craftsman, the builder, the creator of this structure. That's the way it goes in this world. The Malam says that when it comes to the world of spirituality, it's just the opposite. It's a very deep idea. A person represents, has a desire to serve Hashem, to create a resting place for Hashem. Person does a mitzvah. Person builds an institution that does kindness, teaches Torah. When everything is complete, the institution is resting upon the builder. Not that the builder is resting his weight upon the structure, the roof, the beams, the foundation, the earth. When it comes to spirituality, your will, your passion to create something spiritual, you are that foundation. Your chesed, your kindness, your efforts to serve Hashem rest upon you, your spirituality. Let me read the words inside of the Malam very quickly. Masayodenu konin olenu ritzonu lemar. Ki with regard to creation of man, binyanim hashafalim, einam mechunanim olah. They do not rest upon the craftsman, the creator. Tahainu. A person is not, at the end of the day, a foundation and a support for his creation. Lemoshel, for example, Habayin Habayis, Habayis Mechunan Al Yisoid Avonim. The Bayis is established on stone. Veho Avonim, stone is Mechunanim, is resting Al Afar Haaretz, upon earth. Lo al ha'uman ha'boineh, not on the craftsman. Behepich, ha'uman yiskoinen al beiso l'sheves bo. The craftsman is yiskoinen, is resting his weight on the bayis which he lives in. V'limsoy machsen mizerem, and it serves as protection from the elements. Then he jumps down and goes on to say, Loi chay masa hatoy binyanim anafshi. Nase hu bosses. When it comes to spirituality, you are the support. Chay lemaisa yodav lemosha halay mitaru terasu mechunenis al seich lodav anafshi. Yoisa mitzvah l'shmo ha mitzvah yesh lo benefesh apoyel. Goes on to say, like we said, is that when you do a mitzvah, it's your will, your desire, upon it is what it is. Now, let's look at this pasuk. V'yinoyam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu. May it be the pleasantness of Hashem. May it be upon us. May Hashem's pleasantness descend upon us. Now here's the part that's very difficult. There is repetition in the pasuk. And the pasuk says, U'ma'aseh Yodeinu, may the work of our hands, Konino Oleinu, may it be established upon us. And then the pasuk repeats itself. V'ma'aseh yadeinu, and may the labor of our hands, ko ninehu, may it be established. Ma'aseh yadeinu, may our ma'aseh yadeinu, ko ninehu, may it serve as a foundation for Hashem. There's repetition, but when we know the secret of the pasuk, it's very, very deep. There's a two-step foundation. The ultimate foundation is us, our desire to serve Hashem. That desire to serve Hashem is what gives us inspiration to create, to produce, to build product. And that product that has been built with our desire, it becomes a foundation for Hashem's, for as a resting place for Hashem's Shekhinah. Again, let's repeat the process. The ultimate foundation is our desire to do for Hashem. That becomes a foundation for our labor. When we have a desire to serve Hashem, it leads to us coming forth and building, producing, creating. And we create an institution, we create a home, Jewish home. We create an organization. We create ourselves. We fashion ourselves into good people. And then that product that is resting upon our will, our goodwill, it now becomes the foundation for Hashem's Shechina. The Shechina comes to rest on this location. Again, the words are, may it be that the Ma'aseh Yodenu, may our labor, may it be Konina, may it rest, be established, Aleinu, upon our desire. And then, when we accomplish that, the pasuk concludes, the product that we have created, that is resting upon our goodwill, the product that we create, the Ma'aseh Yadeinu, Koneinu, it serves as a foundation for Hashem. It is the foundation of Hashem. I want to suggest to you that this repetition is the two parts of the blessing of Moshe Rabbeinu. In Parshas Pikudei was the first time Moshe Rabbeinu gave bracha. Vehinoah. That bracha is referring to the first part. The people of Klal Yisrael, they contributed building materials. They contributed, they crafted the parts of the Mishkan. Why? Because they gave with a nedivah slave. The Ma'aseh Yodenu, their product, Konina Aleinu, was built, was resting upon the foundation of their nedivah slave. And what became of that, those building materials? Moshe Rabbeinu made it into a Mishkan. And that Mishkan, in turn, was the foundation. Now that Ma'aseh Yadeinu, now that Mishkan became the resting place, Koinonehu, of Hashem. It is the foundation for the Ribbono Shel. So the truth is, the two blessings in Parshas Pekudei and in Parshas Shemini are the two parts of the Hinoah. In Pekudei, it's Ma'aseh Yadeinu Kon Aleinu, and in Parshas Shemini, it's Ma'aseh Yadeinu is the Konenehu. See, there's the word Konenoh and Konenehu. Konina means it, our Ma'aseh, it is resting Aleinu upon us. The second word, konanehu, means him with a capital H, Hashem. And now our Maaseh Yadeinu is a foundation for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a two-step process. And that is why it was absolutely necessary for Moshe Rabbeinu to give this bracha twice, once in Parshas Pekudei and once in Parshas Shmini. The complete structure, our Ratzon, creates a mishpacha, a bias, an institution, or just to create ourselves. And that now turns into a mokon upon which the Ribbono Shel Olam rests his Shechina. May we be zoicha, may we merit indeed, and we should succeed in uplifting ourselves with a intense will to serve Hashem, to become better people, to do chesed, to have merit, and that will lead to product upon which HaKadosh Baruch Hu can rest his divine presence. Thank you for coming and listening tonight. Wish you all a week of success, blessing, prosperity, happiness, all of the good things that this world has to offer, which Hashem blesses the world and society. It's just us for the taking when we take advantage and appreciate Hashem's bracha. Thank you. Have a good night. All the best to all of you. Take care.